For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. A Republican plan to revamp and expand Missouri's Medicaid program is getting its first hearing in the State House. The legislation would expand adult Medicaid eligibility to levels necessary to reap additional federal money. It proposes to use that money to buy private health insurance policies for some people. It also proposes to implement work requirements for some people to receive the coverage. The House Government Oversight and Accountability Committee was scheduled to begin hearing public testimony on the legislation today. The bill is sponsored by Representative Noel Torpy of Independence and co-sponsored by six other House Republicans. Many Republican lawmakers remain hesitant to expand Medicaid eligibility, even if paired with other changes to the program. If Torpy's bill were to pass, it would require federal approval to implement. New research out of Washington University shows that giving women access to free birth control does not make them more likely to engage in risky sexual behavior. As Veronique LaCapra reports, the study was part of an effort to promote the use of long-term contraceptive methods like IUDs and implants.
Project Director Gina Secura says the analysis included more than 7,500 St. Louis area women and teens. She says that after a year of having access to free contraception, fewer women in the study reported having multiple sexual partners, but they did have sex somewhat more frequently.
And so we took the next step and looked to see, were they more likely to experience a sexually transmitted infection? And in fact, no.
The Contraceptive Choice Project has previously found that giving women free birth control, including more effective but costly methods like IUDs and implants, results in fewer unplanned pregnancies and abortions. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Parents who take their children to the Student Parent Center at University Village are concerned about the center's safety. The daycare, which is located in the same complex where a balcony collapsed on February 22nd, has parents questioning the University of Missouri's plans to ensure safety and reliability. Claire Schmidt, who drops her daughter off at the Student Parent Center while she's at work, says there is a lack of communication between the university and parents.
No one is answering my emails, and no one is answering anyone's questions. All we want to know is, like, do I need to find another daycare for my daughter?
University spokesperson Christian Basie says they have had effective communication with parents.
We have communicated with parents on many different, using many different avenues, including meetings with them by an email or written communication, as well as meeting with any parents or face-to-face communication anytime they have brought a concern to us.
Future plans for the Student Parent Center have not been confirmed. A recent decline in Missouri's casino revenues is raising questions among lawmakers about the extent to which the state can continue to rely on gambling to fund key programs. Attendance at Missouri's 13 casinos is down almost 9% from last year. Missouri relies on two sources of casino revenues. A portion of a per-patron fee is used to pay for the operations of the Missouri Veterans Commission, which oversees seven nursing homes. A state tax on casino revenues helps fund public schools. The House has approved an additional $22 million for public schools because of the funding shortfall, and lawmakers are considering a temporary funding boost to help the veterans' homes. State officials are citing this winter's cold weather among the causes for the revenue decline. Missouri House budget writers are expected to complete work this week on a spending plan for the fiscal year that starts in July. The House Budget Committee plans to meet throughout the week to consider amendments to the budget outlined by its chairman, Republican Representative Rick Stream of Kirkwood. Stream's budget would provide a $122 million increase in basic aid for public school districts. Schools would get an additional $156 million funding increase only if the state meets more optimistic revenue projections cited by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. Stream's budget also provides a smaller increase than Nixon had proposed for the operating budgets of public colleges and universities. The panel's final version of the budget will head to the House Rules Committee before moving to the floor. Columbia Public School Board candidates Joseph Topke, Jonathan Sessions, Paul Cushing, and Helen Wade discussed their goals Friday. KBIA's Lauren Dunn has the story.
With three positions open, the four candidates had the opportunity to field questions and talk about their ideas for Columbia schools. Columbia resident Marion Mace Dickerson attended the event.
You really can't tell much about the candidate unless you actually get a chance to hear what they have to say, what their answers are to the questions.
The candidates discussed a variety of issues, from bullying prevention programs to the gun proposal that was voted down last year. However, the implementation of the Common Core program, starting in the fall of 2014, dominated the discussion. The Common Core standards are being implemented in 45 states, including Missouri. Current school board member Jonathan Sessions is running for re-election. He says Columbia schools have started adapting to meet the Common Core standards.
The Columbia Public Schools, knowing that this was something our state was planning on adopting, we've already started to adopt curriculum that we know will help our students meet those goals. But again, we got to choose the curriculum.
School board elections will be held Tuesday, April 8th. Lauren Dunn, KBIA.
Reining in a wide-open Missouri school transfer law could involve first directing students to better schools within the struggling school district if there is space. Missouri's current student transfer law requires districts without state accreditation to pay tuition and provide transportation for students to transfer to an accredited school in the same county or a bordering one. Lawmakers have proposed controlling out-of-district transfers by redirecting students first from struggling schools to high-performing ones in the same district. The current transfer option would remain for students attending unaccredited schools within unaccredited districts and who cannot move to a higher-performing school within their home school system. Missouri's three unaccredited districts are Kansas City, along with Normandy and Riverview Gardens in St. Louis County. Transfers have occurred at both St. Louis County districts. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.